metal kind of thing. You know what I'm talking about?
A band, yeah, a metal band. They call it something else, but I can't think of the name of it.
Well, what about in those old-fashioned skirts you used to have that went out like this, you know? You might have something in there, too.
Yeah, no. Well, can skirts have this. This thing called.
A hook?
Yeah, a hook. Right.
A hook?
A hook.
Okay, mm-hmm. Have you ever heard it called anything else?
If I heard it again, I might, but now I can't think
of
it.
Well, two of them would be two.
Two hooks.
Okay, so you call the thing on the outside of the barrel
two
a
hook.
Two
hooks, hook.
Okay, do you ever hear it call anything else that sounds like hook, but it has a sort of a T sound? Hook, or something like that?
No, I don't think so.
All right. You never heard the word hooks?
Hoops.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe I have, really.
And, now, what do you put in the bottle, top of the bottle, to stop it up?
A stopper, a cork stopper, they call it.
All right. Now, if it was made out of if it was a cork stopper, what would it be made out of?
Some soft. I don't know what it is. I got some, but I don't know what it's made. It's a soft substance. Something.
Can you break it up?
Yeah.
Break off little
uh-huh,
pieces.
Uh-huh.
And what about if it was a glass top? What would you call that?
I know that too, but I can't think about it. Bottle stopper.
All right. And if it was made out of plastic or something like that, would you have a name? You know, something like that?
A plug.
Alright. And if it was, what about if you just had something like the top of that coffee mate jar just to screw on? That metal thing on top of it.
On top of the coffee pot?
Oh, on coffee mate
jar. A lid?
Yeah.
Lid?
Now, what would you call a little instrument that you play in your mouth back and forth like this?
A harmonica.
Do you know any other names for it?
A harp.
And have you ever seen something that you hold with your teeth and you pluck it?
Yeah, I've seen.
The twang.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of it, though.
What would you call something like a
jew's harp. Right. Jew's harp.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you hit nails with?
A hammer.
And if you have a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden piece between the horses called?
A tongue.
And
wagon tongue.
Okay. And if you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
The stirrups. That's it?
The thing that stick out? That was
shaft.
Okay, so two
shafts.
So
shaft.
Okay. Okay, so you say two shafts?
No, you just say share. It's just like...
Oh, together it's
mm-hmm,
one thing?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, if you had a whole lot of them, you'd say you had 100...
Share.
All right. And when you speak, what do you call the steel outside of a wagon wheel? The steel...
Rim.
Right. And the parts of a wheel that you start from the inside, what do you call the hub part?
Axle.
And then there's spokes that come out and fit into the...
They're wooden spokes, that's what we call them.
Okay, and what do they fit into?
Into the wheel.
All right, well, do you know any other names for that? That thing it fits into?
No, I don't.